Step 9, sign this guide. January 2021. Have you listened to or read at least the first four sections or pages of this guide? The first four pages of the California Solar Consumer Protection Guide contain important information on false claims to watch out for and your rights. The CPUC recommends that solar providers give out this guide during their first contact with potential customers, so customers may fully understand what a solar purchase involves. If a solar provider gave you this guide along with your contract, the CPUC recommends that you take at least 48 hours to read and understand this entire guide before you sign below. Do not feel pressured to read the complete document while the salesperson waits. Ask them to come back at a later date to allow you time to read it. Customer: I have not yet entered into a contract for solar with the solar provider signing on the next page. The solar provider provided me with a complete copy of the Solar Consumer Protection Guide before they collected my initials and signature below. The solar provider gave me the opportunity to read this guide in Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, or Tagalog if they spoke to me in one of those languages. I read and initialed the first four pages, sections 1 to 4, of California's Solar Consumer Protection Guide. The solar provider gave me the time to read the entire 24-page, 9-step guide. I was provided an option to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide electronically or in handwriting. If I was solicited as part of a door-to-door sale, the solar provider offered me the option to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide with a handwritten signature by default. I was also given the option to sign with an electronic signature. If I was solicited as part of a door-to-door sale and did not expressly request an electronic format, a complete copy of the Solar Consumer Protection Guide was provided in paper format. If I choose to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide electronically, I am using an email address that was created and is controlled by me prior to the sale, lease, or power purchase agreement. There are three customer form fields: customer printed name, date, customer signature, solar provider. A solar provider is defined in California Public Utilities Commission Decision 1809044 as a vendor, contractor, installer, or financing entity that enters into a contract for a power purchase agreement, lease, or purchased solar system. Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, Southern California Edison Company, SCE, and San Diego Gas and Electric Company, SDG&E, require solar providers to upload a signed copy of this page with a signature to their interconnection portals before interconnecting residential customers and single-family homes to the electric grid. This requirement does not apply to new home construction, multifamily buildings, or solar thermal systems. The customer initialed the first four pages of the guide. The customer signed above before entering into a contract for the purchase, lease, power purchase agreement, or PACE financing of a solar system or solar energy with the company named below. The sales presentation to this customer was principally conducted in this language, blank. There are 8 solar provider form fields: company representative name and title, date, company representative signature, company phone, company name, company email, company contractor's state license board license number, company contractor's state license board license classification. This is the end of the California Solar Consumer Protection Guide.